Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Thank you again for joining us at the Fountain of Life. God bless you. This week I would like to look at some great hymnody, and I'd like to look at the poetry specifically. And I'm hoping that we can be inspired each morning with the beautiful words that were penned. Now these aren't scripture, but they are definitely inspired by the work of the Holy Ghost in the life of a believer. And so today I'd like to look at a favorite hymn of mine called Eternal Father. And I'll read the verse, and then we'll look at it a little bit here. Eternal Father, when to Thee, beyond all worlds by faith I soar, before Thy boundless majesty I stand in silence and adore. And isn't that a blessing to consider, that when by faith that day comes that we are taken from this life and translated into a more perfect fellowship with Almighty God, we will be able to stand and adore the Lord Jesus Christ and behold Him face to face, and it will be a glorious picture. But, Savior, Thou art by my side. Thy voice I hear, Thy face I see. Thou art my friend, my daily guide, God over all, yet God with me. And this is the part of Christianity. This is one of the benefits of Christianity that no religion can share. But here it is, that God Himself is right with us. Here the poet says that He's by my side. I hear His voice, and I see His face. I behold the glory of the Lord. And he says, you're my friend, but you're also my guide. And the amazing thing is, this is God. God over all. God over the universe. Did you ever consider that? The greatness of the universe, the size of you go out at night. I live here in West Virginia. It's a beautiful place, and there's very little light pollution. And I go out at night, and I behold the Milky Way, and I'm in wonder at the God that created that. And God, over all, yet that same God dwells with us and walks with us and desires to have fellowship with us. What a glorious picture that verse gives to us. And Thou, Great Spirit, referring to the Holy Spirit, Thou, Great Spirit, in my heart, dost make Thy temple day by day. The Holy Ghost of God Thou art, yet dwellest in this house of clay. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, that we have the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus, when the disciples yearned that He would stay with them, when they longed that He would stay upon this earth, He said, no, indeed, it's expedient for you that I go, because if I go, I will send the Comforter, the One who will comfort, the One who will guide, the One who will direct and guide you into all truth. So, if you want to be guided into truth, we must rely on this great Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which lives in our hearts. Blessed Trinity, in whom alone all things created move or rest, high in the heavens Thou hast Thy throne. Thou hast Thy throne within my breast. This morning, is that a true statement? Can you sing that with me this morning? Could you sing to Almighty God that You've created all things, they all move and rest by Your will and Your perfect commandment. Your throne is high in the heaven, but more importantly, Your throne is in my very heart. And that's the question here. Too many times we have not put away our own ways and our own devices and our own thinking. But what the songwriter is saying here is, I have laid these things aside, and Jesus Christ is Lord. The earliest and perhaps the best ever confession of faith was made by the early church, and that confession of faith was simply this: Jesus is Lord. And too many times today in America, in our day and age, men and women say that, oh yes, I'm a Christian. I serve Jesus. However they want to say it. But you know, unless Jesus Christ is Lord, unless this really applies here, thou hast thy throne within my breast. If that's not a true statement, Jesus Christ isn't Lord. And all these other beautiful realities aren't necessarily true. That the Savior would walk by your side, that you could hear his voice and see his face, that he would be your daily guide. These aren't true. Beloved, these are not true. If it's not true that he has his throne within your breast, it's not true that you'll have that comfortable and glorious opportunity when you pass from this life into the next. If you are trusting, if you are hoping that you can keep your own ways and not give the lordship of your life to Jesus Christ, do not rely that any of these other things will necessarily be true. But they will be true, and I guarantee they will be true. On the authority of the Scriptures, I guarantee that Jesus Christ will receive you into everlasting habitations if he is Lord of your life. If you have surrendered your all to him, if you have given him the keys to your very heart, no chamber left unlocked, but everything in your heart is open and touchable and movable by the Spirit of God, then indeed you will be able to rest in these statements. Yes, indeed, Christ will walk with you and talk with you and be your friend and be your guide. The Holy Ghost will bring you into all truth, and one day you'll behold the glory of the Lord, and you will be able to stand in silence, in awe of the majesty of God, and adore him. You know, no man that's a sinner, no man that won't surrender to the lordship of Christ will really enjoy that day, because there's the dread of what follows. And so, God bless you for considering these things today, and I pray that that you would join me in making Jesus Christ Lord, that he could truly have a throne within your heart.